Welcome, my friend. For the past 3.5 years, I've been watching digital marketing from the sidelines, crippled by fears, doubts, and insecurities. That all ends today. Join me as I go from $0 online to multi-million dollar tech company in just a few short years. I'm Michael Abdo, and you are now listening to Startup Secrets. Man, I am so what is the right word? Excited, maybe? I am so grateful. I think that's the best word. I'm so grateful for this podcast episode because I'm not gonna lie. The last 48 hours for me have been an absolute crapshoot. And there's a couple different reasons for that I'll jump in. I have been out of it 100%. And for a couple of different reasons, and we'll jump right into that. But, first off, before we jump into that, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. If you're listening right now, whether it's October 10th, 2019, the date of recording, or whether it's a year or 10 or 15, 20 years, whenever you're listening to this, I want to thank you. That you are spending your time this way. I don't take your attention for granted, and I don't take it lightly. And I want to share what God is doing in my life. And if that's an impact on you, an inspiration for you and where you're at in life, then that is an honor and a blessing that I get to be a part of your story and your journey. So with all of that being said, this weekend I went home spontaneously. It was Friday morning. And my dad called me and he said, "Hey, I really think that you should come home and be a part of the men's retreat that we're having with the family." So I had known about this plan and we were planning to be a part of it. People were planning to do it for probably a month, 2 months. And I had just made the decision where I was at with work, being up here in Madison and everything, that it would not be the best decision for me. And yet my dad called me up the day before and he said, "You should come down." So I said, "All right, I'll check with my pastors and make sure that I'm not neglecting any responsibilities here. But if not, I would love to come down and be a part if you think that's what would be best." So that's what happened. I drove down. I called my dad around 8 in the morning and I drove down around noon. And was with family for the rest of the day. So it was a super, super sweet time. But because of that, as I'm sure a lot of you know, when you take a break from work, you get out of rhythm. And so coming back, I stayed home all day Monday. And then Tuesday, I drove back up. Coming back here Tuesday afternoon, I tell you what, man, I thought it would get easier. I really did. I thought it would get easier. It's not. It doesn't get easier saying goodbye to family. I wouldn't necessarily say it's getting harder. But every time I come up, I just know that I'm leaving something so precious to me behind. And I don't know if I do this subconsciously or not, but I feel my road time with phone calls with friends, catching up with people I haven't talked to. Ed from Florida, talked to Alex. Alex, you're hilarious, dude. I talked to Christopher, such an encouragement. And I talked to these men because they're my brothers. I don't know if I do it subconsciously to just try and distract myself from the pain just try and take my mind off leaving home. But without fail, unavoidably, every time I get back to Madison and I bring my things in and I come to my room, there's just this void and this emptiness and this hollowness that can't be filled. And I've tried to fill it with people from the church, and I've tried to fill it with, working hard and doing these sort of things. But no one can replace my mom and my dad and my three older brothers and my younger brother. And I think I'm really coming to terms with, you know, that is a fact. There are other things that are similar. There are things that are that can supplement that. But there's just nothing that God has given me as of now to replace that. Maybe someday with my own family. I really don't know. But with all that being said, whenever I come back, I just get thrown into a loop and into a spiral. And it was no exception Tuesday and Wednesday, and even this morning yet, of just feeling so frustrated, feeling so lonely, feeling confused. And it's my natural tendency for when I am hurting in my heart to want to solve the problem and go about it analytically, and try and solve it with my head and think through, okay, what is the problem? How do I solve this? What is the solution? What options do I have? What's the plan? And that's what I had been doing for the past 48 hours. And I drove myself in circles. And it was just so frustrating because I was writing down all of these all these different conflicts I have that I feel stuck. I feel frustrated. I feel powerless. I feel like I have the ability to do amazing things and to serve people and to create and inspire and lead, but I feel stuck and I feel I'm afraid of stepping out. I'm afraid of making the wrong decision. And I wrote down, let's see here, like what way should I go? This is a constant battle in my mind of how can I know what the right way is? How can I know what the truth of the matter is? I have all these thoughts in my head and ideas, and everybody else has these thoughts and ideas. But what is concrete? What is real? What is true? What can I base my decision in my life on? And having to constantly come back to Scripture and to Jesus, and Jesus saying that for this purpose he was born, for this purpose he came into the world, and that is to bear witness to what the truth is. And so then just being so confused and being like, okay, but you know, one person says this is what Jesus meant, and another person says this is what Jesus meant, and looking at their lives and being like, who do I want to follow? That was the question that I kept coming back to and saying like, okay, I look at my pastors and I respect them and I am grateful for their leadership, and I want to become like them, but I don't want my life to be like their life. And so how can I extract the wisdom and their leadership and their guidance? But I don't want to end up where they are. I want, and then there's people whose lives I look at and I'm like, I want to be just like them. I want my life to look like theirs. And yet they don't have any claim of Christ. They don't claim to be a disciple. And so then I'm evaluating my heart and I'm thinking, okay, is that desire to be like them, is that of God or is that of man? And so this question of who do I follow? Who do I follow? Who do I say, I'm your disciple? I will go where you tell me to. And the only person I can keep coming back to is Jesus Christ himself, right? But then the fear and the frustration is, okay, but there's so many different ways to interpret scripture. There's so many different ways of this could mean X, Y, or Z in this circumstance, and it could mean something completely different in here. And you can see through church history the battles over interpretations, and that's why you have so many denominations and so many splits and so many fractures within the church, is because of disagreements on interpretation. And then it comes down to, it's like, okay, well, there's some things that can be interpreted differently, and there's some things that just simply can't. There's just no room for misinterpretation. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. Like, you can't interpret that any other way. But for the things that you can interpret, like, what does scripture say about that? What do different people say about that? How am I going to personally interpret that? And having to wrestle through that and come to my own convictions. And yet, even with my own convictions, still have a love for those who have different convictions, because love triumphs all. Paul says you have faith, hope, and love. Faith is the assurance of things. Hope is the expectation and the ready for things that are yet to come. And love is, it binds them all. Paul says, if you know the secrets of the world, but you do not have love, you are nothing. And so I'm wrestling through all this and thinking, like, who do I follow? What is of God? What is of man? Thinking about, okay, some people say they believe these things, and yet how they carry it out is completely different from people who say they believe the same things. And then there's people who believe completely different things, but the way they behave and the way they live their life is very much similar, and trying to reconcile all these things. And so realizing, like, I can't live in the past of what I used to believe, and I don't know what I'm going to completely believe in the future. And all I have is, like, this very moment that I have right here, right now, and questioning, like, in this very moment, am I being obedient to the things that I know I should be doing? And then even questioning in that, like, what is obedience? What I am supposed to be obedient in for me is different from what other people are supposed to be obedient in. And it just this loop, just this cycle, and running around and around circles and circles in my head, and just getting to this point of frustration and hopelessness of, like, I don't know. I just don't know. And I wrote down, I said, do I know everything I need to know? And I answered that, no. I was like, I don't know all that I need to know. Like, I am a human being. I am not God. I'm so limited in my knowledge and my understanding. And because I don't know, out of fear, I don't do anything. I don't make any decisions. I don't move forward. And because of that, I just stay stuck. And I don't learn anything. I don't fail. I don't succeed. Nothing happens. And so I don't know anything different. And it's so frustrating because I fear wasting my life. I'm writing all this down in my journal, and I'm like, I fear wasting my life. And what that means to me is like, I fear being in pain. And I wrote, the biggest pain is knowing that I could do more. The biggest pain is regret. Because that's a mistake that you've made that you can never change, is that feeling of regret. And so because I fear regret of making a decision and failing from it, I don't even make a decision at all. And I don't do anything. And so I live in this, these past 48 hours have just been this being paralyzed by fear and making the wrong decision. And it's so ironic. It's so ironic. And I wrote, so then I'm going to fail. I'm guaranteed to fail. Why? Because I can't know everything. I can't know everything that I'm supposed to do at this moment. I can't know everything it takes to start a business, to scale a business, to hire, to outsource, to do marketing, to know the customer avatar, to know the sales message. I can't know everything there is to know. And so I can't, if I live my life in this failure, in this fear of failure, I'm not going to try at all. And I wrote, I said, I can't live my life trying to avoid failures. I said, I have to live my life striving for the goal, pressing forward, pressing onward. And that's why here, like at this moment, circumstantially, nothing has changed. Like I don't know anything more than I did 2 hours ago. And yet in my heart, what I began to do was give thanks. And I said to God, I said, thank you. I don't know it all. And instead of that making me afraid, instead of that making me paralyzed, instead of that making me frustrated like it has for the past 2 days, I want to thank you that I don't know it all. I want to thank you because that means I'm not in control. I thank you because that means that you are in control, that you are working all things together for my good. And so in this back and forth, this I felt like I was being pulled back and forth in all these different directions. And the fact of the matter is, circumstantially, nothing has changed. And yet I have this peace in my heart. And yet I have this clarity. I have this confidence, knowing that I can move forward, not because I know everything that I need to know or that I will even learn everything that I need to know. My hope and my confidence and my peace is not in me, but it's knowing that God works all things together for the good of those who are called according to his name. confidence that where I'm at right here today, with my desire to pay off, with my desire to pay off my debts, my personal and my credit card debts. And I don't know if I've given exact numbers, but I'm going to. Let me pull up the spreadsheet right now. Let me pull up the spreadsheet right now so that I can speak with complete vulnerability. Here we go. PayPal. I owe $1,179.62. Discover, I owe $4,480.30. Hills Bank, I owe $375. And personal debt to my parents, I owe about $3,000. Total, that's $9,034.92. And complete honesty, I'm sure that's what I made this September 18th. That was almost a month ago. So you can know for sure that those numbers have increased. $10,000 is what I owe. And with that number, I don't know everything that I need to know in order to be able to pay that off. And yet I will not let that keep me from moving forward. I will not let my uncertainty and my doubts and my blind spots and my fear, my insecurities and my doubts, I will not let that hold me back from what I should be doing right here, right now, today, in this moment. I don't know what a year from now will hold. I would like to. I have plans to. I have an idea and a vision and where I want to work towards. To have personality marketing, to have customer secrets, the brand recognized and impacting hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people, of being able to be free financially and be able to use my finances to bless others, to bless those who have poured into me. But I will not let the uncertainty of tomorrow keep me from doing what I know I should be doing right here, right now. And that is working hard. That is working hard within personality marketing, within the Facebook group. Using Facebook, using social media to create content, to attract customers, and to be able to serve them, to be committed to them and to their success. And with that twofold, one, be able to build the foundation of a business, but then two, be able to pay off my debts. And be able to live in that freedom. It's a journey, man. It's a journey, and the journey is not without sacrifice. That being said, it's time to get on track. It's time to get back and start doing what I'm supposed to. For you, my friend, I encourage you. There's something that you know you should be doing. And I say should, but there's something that you know you must be doing that you're not. And maybe there's fear related. Maybe it's hard. Maybe it's going to require a tough conversation. But don't let what happened yesterday, don't let what might happen tomorrow keep you from what you're supposed to be doing in this very moment. All you have is this very moment, and I encourage you, my friend, humble yourself and make the most of your God-given potential in this very moment. Take care, and I will talk to you next episode. Want more startup secrets? First, follow me on all major social media. Then, be a part of our movement by joining our elite Facebook community, Personality Marketers. Finally, go to michaelabdo.com to find our newest and hottest